I feel bad putting a dead plant like in the middle. It's not dead. It's just
not dead.
A little bit droopy.
A little fucked up. She little.
But I don't know why she always gets droopy when I don't give her attention. Like, I just don't water her.
That's very introspective.
Yeah.
Mm. That's very philosophical.
They are we talking about this plant?
Yeah, yeah. They say the condition of they say the condition of your plants like
reflects
how you feel. So which is so true. When I don't feel good, my plant is always like this.
It started again, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Hi guys, we're back.
Episode 27,
I think. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeehaw.
I don't know.
Hello.
I want plants. I need plants in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Plants.
But don't kill them.
What's like the best plant to have?
This one.
This one?
She's trying to sell it to you right now.
I bet
this one at half price. $15. Take it
no,
home.
No,
right
actually.
Now.
For free.
I got her small and then now she's growing. So no, I don't want to sell her.
Mm.
But I got one similar to her in the past, but it died.
Wow. Did you?
Because, you know, it was a gift from someone. And then I stopped being friends with that person. Mm-hmm. And I slowly stopped caring about it. And then it just died and I got a new one.
That is deep as fuck.
I know. Shit.
Damn, I thought it was what do you call those? It's not eucalyptus, but the oak. Cameron just pulled me in closer to him for those audio listeners.
Say it twice.
No, I thought it was those small plants that looked really rigid, like their leaves are just really thick.
Oh, these ones. Yeah.
I forgot what they're called.
Poison oak.
Yeah, my boyfriend had one. One time, someone gifted me one of these. I just tossed it away.
they do look ugly, though.
Yeah, but my boyfriend had one, and he actually used to like water it a little bit and stuff, and it grew. Like it started growing like tiny things
it
around
grows?
It. But then one time, I was trying to close the window, and I just like pushed it.
You had a grudge, huh? And he's like, "Oh, sorry."
Committed plant.
The same kind of plant that I tossed away in the past. Yeah. It was so sad.
I didn't know you had plant.
Like, yeah. I don't know how many sorries like I could say in that moment, but like there's not enough sorries in that moment to say.
You're beefing with plants.
No, but I'm taking care of this one.
Damn.
You name it?
No, it's a money plant. That's the
a
name
what?
Of that money plant.
Money
oh,
plant.
Shit.
Yeah.
No, I meant like a name, like Tom or something.
No.
Yeah. What do people do with their roses when they got one from somebody?
Oh, I remember.
I dry them.
You dry them?
Dry them?
If it's like...
I eat them.
Like, whoa. No. Like, if it's like the nice roses, mm-hmm. like that have big leaves, I dry them and I put them in a plate because it's like, it's like that nice decoration. People buy this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But then when my boyfriend gets me, I just...
Oh, I think I did come here one day.
But
you
there's
had a bowl of rose.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But damn. I still have it. It's right there.
It's still here?
What?
The bowl of roses dried. It's still there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those ones.
But there's these two roses. I also want to do these two in a different plate.
Damn.
But there's like these flowers that have like thin, like, you know, like sunflowers and stuff. They have very thin leaves.
Stalks. Okay.
They would look like garbage if you dry them. So.
They look like garbage.
Unless you dry them in a book. So like what you do, what I used to do is that you
damn, she's just a plant killer, bro.
Just like you're killing plants. Left and right.
No, it's nice for memories.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so like what we used to do, like
so you tell yourself in the mirror. You don't think about these plants' families. These plants have families.
Well, I don't know.
So you plant
that
jail.
was the way back in the days, you know. But you know, like a chunky book, you open it, you put the flower in it, and you compress it.
Yeah.
And then like it dries off in her own, like in its own shape, you know. It's just
sounds like I'm talking to a serial killer right now.
You don't get it.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Can you tell we've had too many podcasts? We're talking about plants. We're just right out of things.
I think the problem is I said her instead of it.
Oh, fuck.
No, because in my household, we just like let them die. I don't know.
Damn. That sounded personal, dude.
No, because I remember like harboring, or not even harboring, but I just gave like roses to, you know, all my siblings. Mm-hmm. Like
that's cute.
Periodically here and there, like throughout the years.
Aww.
And it's always just like the same thing happened. Like, oh, they die off after a certain week. And then I started just like not give them roses. And then they got kind of like, they got kind of, you know, kind of
bitter.
Bitter. Because like, oh, where's my roses, man? Mm. Where's my roses, dog? Aww. Where's my roses, bro? Like, don't. Like, you let them die off, like, literally.
Is that why, like, guys might stop giving girls flowers? It's because, like, maybe these girls are not taking care of them and just letting them die? No, but keep bringing her roses.
My partner did not like flowers.
Huh?
She didn't like flowers at all. She was like, what? She's like, what's the point? I was like, it's too much. Like, she's like, just if you're going to bring me something, just bring me a rose. But I've got her on the train now.
Oh, okay.
Now she's like, okay, you've convinced
me. Okay, you know, like, it's nice. I feel like it's nicer when it's like 2 to 3 flowers that are very nice. Mm-hmm. These, like, are cute, but like these big ones that are like from the grocery store, you know, these ones are like, I get why you would not like them as much, because it's too big and it dies fast. It's like a bouquet. And it dies fast.
But I had like a really nice set of flowers I bought also. Is for her graduation. Mm-hmm. She was graduating.
I remember.
$40.
I was there.
For a bouquet?
Not a bouquet, just like a regular set of flowers. Not one single flower, but like a set of flowers.
Oh, like a set of small flowers.
It was cute. It was like really nice, but $40. Yeah. And I was like.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Every once in a while, if you want to bring flowers, don't bring big. You can bring small ones, you know, just cute ones. Yeah. It doesn't have to be big. Yeah, unless it's an occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember even when I was, when we would work in public, I think it's happened twice where these like I got roses from strangers.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really cute. One was from like a granny and then one was from like this mom.
Aww.
Granny was like, you look like you need it. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
I remember you would put like a flower on your ear.
Yeah. Just because I like, someone gave me a nickname a long time ago, Flower Daddy.
Flower Daddy.
Oh, okay.
So, I just been liking flowers. Flowers, I don't know what's not to like or hate.
There's when
not
they're much dead.
When they're dead.
You have experience with that. No, I don't know. I remember I got 2 roses from strangers. Just like, here, have this. And I was like, what does that say about me?
Yeah. Guys, don't worry. We have other things to talk about.
No, I feel like because I don't give any more flowers. I just want to give like,
we're just getting older, colder.
Yeah, I just want to give something that you can use.
Oh, okay.
Like that something to maybe that you like can eat, like chocolate or something.
Yeah,
or a microwave, dude. Yeah, let's like be. Let's get to that level where we gift each other household items. Yeah. Like, give me an air fryer from my boyfriend.
You know, my boyfriend wanted to. He's like, oh, do you want like a coffee maker? I'm like, am I not 60? Like, what do you mean a coffee maker?
I love a coffee maker. I want household items. Give me a broom or something. Broom. Like, a broom? Like, give me something.
I would cry. I would like break it in front of you if you give me
a broom. I was like, if I'm not a big gift guy, but if you give me gifts, stuff, or like socks. Mm-hmm. Same. Give me some socks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Socks and a card. Beauty. That's all I need for the rest of my life. I'm a big sock guy.
Shit.
Yeah.
You gave me socks on my birthday.
That's where my brain went. And I was like,
but they were really useful. Yeah, because I used them and ripped them off and threw them away.
What?
They were all throwing them away.
Yeah. No, they lasted like 2 to 3 years.
I'm going to get you plants that are already dead next time.
Like in the books.
I took the joy away from you. You
asshole. I will revive them.
Yeah.
But what happened? What was your week like, dude?
It was crazy, bro. We saw the Aurora Borealis. People here in Vancouver. That was crazy.
The Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah. I missed that.
I used to see the shit as a kid, and to see it here is crazy. The shit is wild.
Yeah.
So you guys saw it, right?
Yeah.
I did not.
No, because
I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw it there, too.
10 times.
No, but it was just
the world posted. It was crazy.
The world posted it. Like Vancouver.
Isn't that weird? That's the cool thing about these. Like COVID. That was a crazy thing about COVID. Everyone went through it. Mm-hmm. Literally 7 billion of us. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? Like
universal experience. I like that.
With the lights.
I mean, I don't like it, but.
You don't like
it? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It brings us together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like
even
that
though
part.
We want to kill each other.
I will say a theory about that later, but you can. And then I will say something. Yeah.
Okay.
Conspiracy theory.
Brings us together.
Some sparkly dust. But you know.
No, because like we went to a hike, Squamish Chief hike. And this hike, for those that don't know, it's like three peaks, three mountains. Mm-hmm. And it's like 6-7 hours to complete. The fastest probably is like 5 hours if you don't stop. But then at that point, you're a lunatic. Because you'd be sweating a lot. And you'd be so dehydrated.
That's healthy.
Yeah. Very healthy. Very, very healthy, I think. No, and then...
This is when you know, like, these things are left for white people. Like, you should not mess with these things.
There was actually a lot of white people on the hike.
It's a hike, bro. It's a hike.
Yeah, it's a hike. There's a lot of people there. No, but what's really funny is that we didn't even, like, think of this happening, like Aurora Borealis happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't even know?
You didn't even know.
I did not even know.
I didn't even anticipate
it. No one told me. Yeah. You should tell us.
Hey guys, I felt it in my soul. My inner native knows. Look outside your window.
My ancestors are calling.
Yeah. Look outside your window at 11:21 p.m. You'll see.
Yeah. No, because... Oh my god. And then
I'm native.
And then during these hikes we were just like super mentally exhausted and you know, seeing some cool people like paraglide off.
This was like a Mother's Day thing. Also Mother's Day happened.
Yeah, Mother's Day happened too.
So this was like a Mother's Day kind of like family get together.
Before the Mother's Day, a day before.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was just the boys, you know. Me and the boys.
Oh really?
Yeah.
With your homies?
Yeah, the homies.
Just that?
Yeah. We just went out on a sunny day. It was pretty spontaneous.
Yeah.
And then, like, we got to the third peak after, like, the sixth or seventh hour.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just these lot of people, like, jumping off of the mountain. Jumping off the mountain.
Is this why the Northern Lights happened?
Sacrifice 22.
Their souls just like go up the heavens.
Oh my god.
No, because like they were paragliding or parachuting. Yeah, they had like parachutes and then they just glided through the bottom.
Oh, that's really cool.
All the way to the bottom, I mean.
Okay.
People do this?
Yeah. They're insane. And
wait,
it's
but that so happened random. At night or during the day?
During like the late afternoon. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where it was like pretty windy.
I'm imagining pretty
that 2 in the morning. You can't even see your death.
Shit.
If you jump off a cliff in the middle of the night, does anyone hear it?
Oh, shit. At that point, like because it's a whole ass forest, right? Between these three mountains.
Yeah.
It would be crazy to go at night. You gotta be some kind of special person.
Burnaby, where?
It's in Squamish.
Oh, Squamish.
Yeah.
Shit, you guys went out.
Yeah,
Squamish is amazing.
It was fucking amazing.
I went on a family trip there. Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. Yeah. And then on this second peak, because like you can see the three peaks across from each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second peak that we looked at, there was these two guys. One dude with a huge ass backpack.
Oh.
And then one dude with like this squirrel suit, wingsuit. Like, yo, these guys are like, yeah, these guys are like almost... You know, ready to be sponsored by like Red Bull, bro.
Oh.
And then this guy was just the guy with a huge backpack.
I would commit crimes. I'd like trip grandma and then jump off the mountain like you can't catch me.
No, because I thought this guy was just like this hype man for the wingsuit guy, right? So he's just checking the cliff, and then the guy's like life was hanging in the balance of his toes.
What?
Literally, it's just at the edge of the cliff. And we're just like watching him and like wincing and like, oh God, it's not going to be one of those videos, right?
Carl's like, jump, do it.
And then like momentarily, as I was filming it, I thought this guy was just checking how deep it was, right, for the guy. And then all of a sudden he jumped and then he jumped and I was like, oh my God. And then he let his parachute off.
Oh.
I was like, okay. I thought he just committed.
He thought you just saw his
suit. Oh,
I thought he
God.
Just committed, you know.
Oh,
and
my
then,
God.
Yeah, the guy followed with the wingsuit. It was just a crazy,
and
crazy
and then the guy
day.
That's carrying a backpack has to walk down? That sucks. Yeah.
No, the guy carrying the backpack, like, jumped off.
Oh,
with a parachute.
There's those two people.
And then the other person with the wingsuit jumped off with the wingsuit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they left their backpack up there?
No, the backpack was the parachute.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm stupid, bro. I thought they were bringing like a water bottle, some food in there. They just left it up. Yeah. Oh, cool.
And then how we got to know it is the Aurora Borealis thing happening was that this random dude was with us. He was just like, oh, yo, are you guys watching the Aurora today or tonight? You're going to stay up the top of the mountains? Like, what? There's going to be one tonight? Like, yeah, that's why I'm staying here. I'm camping out. Like, oh shit, God. What the fuck?
Why did he go so early?
I don't know, man.
Dude, this guy's a creep, bro. he lives there, right? He just lives there.
He's waiting for guys like Carl.
Dude, this was a serial killer. He lives there, and he tells all these travelers, like, oh, just stay till midnight. Stay till midnight. Don't leave. Like, you'll see.
You know?
And then he takes them. Dude. If there's a serial killer in Squamish.
Yeah,
I know who
you
it
know,
is.
You know who it is. The guys seem nice, but then all serial killers do seem nice. No, he was by himself. Yeah,
sucks.
Just filming like the paragliders.
I still trust the guy coming up to be like
the parachuters. Everybody really on the mountaintop, but like you know, it's a normal activity, I guess.
So you got there.
We got there.
What time were you there? And then what? And you, how long did you have to stay?
We went down. It was already like 9 at this point. We started at like 3 or 2. Like in the
is that also a hike back?
It's a hike back down the mountain.
Oh.
6 hours again?
Yeah, we should do it.
I'm down.
Yeah, you're down.
Yeah,
we should do it.
Yeah. Why?
It's fun.
For who?
For me.
Go kill some plants.
We could just do the first peak. It's just not too bad.
No, I used to hike a lot.
Yeah, we should
just take a puff and you know walk it out.
There's exactly. There's one hike in East Kootenays where you can hike. It's like 7 hours up, same.
Yeah.
You have to stay at a lake and then hike another 4 hours.
Yeah.
And at the top of this peak is a big cabin you can rent.
Oh.
And it's very cheap too, and it's self manageable. So there's no one that works there. Oh. It's just a cabin you walk in. There's other people there from other parts of the world.
I want to go to a cave.
Is that where you keep the plants?
I want to discover a cave, you know, just go in and see what's in there.
Like an Indiana Jones out here.
Wow. That'd be nice. You might uncover some secrets.
I remember in Syria, there was like a lot of old castles. So one of the castles, it had like an underground thing where like they put prisoners in there, right?
Oh, okay.
So it was a very creepy place. It's like you go down, it's like...
It's like the Paris combs?
Yeah, catacombs.
Catacombs, yeah.
I don't know what's that.
It's just like a big mass graveyard.
Yeah, mass graveyard underground.
Under Paris. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of these like in the world.
Would you go?
Especially in, I think... Well, I don't know. I don't want to say that. But I think in South America, there used to be a lot of rituals where like... They found a lot of burials in there.
Yeah, burial sites. Oh,
yes,
a lot
of burial sites. So, but that
stuff does fascinate me. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
It's, really it's cool. Scary, but it's like, whoa, this is like a history moment that we don't even know what the fuck went on.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be a miner. Oh, no. Like, no, people that mine.
Yeah, I know.
Don't come after.
Speaking of, the beef ended.
Yeah.
Drake and Kendrick.
I'm down summer vibes. Yeah, summer, some shit.
That's so dumb.
Like, dude, that's such a little L.
You're never going to move past this, dude.
Yeah.
The world's going to know. The world already knows.
Shit. Crazy.
I don't want to be Drake right now.
Let's discover. So the Paris cat. What was it talking about? Caves?
Paris catacombs.
Something's going on.
There's noises.
There's some noises outside.
Yeah.
But even
catacombs.
I don't know. I think I would like to discover some caves. Mm-hmm. But I'm scared I'd get trapped there forever.
Oh yeah.
I keep seeing there's like, oh, like you're trapped.
Yeah.
And
or suddenly you hear something behind you.
Yeah. Or no. Or in front of you. Like you're going into this cave and it's just dark and you hear like and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Have you guys seen this movie called As Above, So Below?
Nope.
It's a horror movie. It just follows these like scholars, graduates, I believe. And then they basically band together, their friends, their group of friends. And then it was just this whole... Because like this lady apparently has been chasing for like this treasure called Philosopher's Stone, where it basically just cures everything.
Mm.
Cures every disease.
Wasn't
known
that
to
Harry
man.
Potter? Harry Potter, right? Was the lady named Harry Potter?
So apparently the reason why you see a lot of like drawings in these caves, you know, like there's a lot of like artwork that you see in the caves, is because when you go in the cave and it's so dark and they didn't have light back then, you start hallucinating, you know, if you go in the dark for too long, you start hallucinating. So these people start like seeing things and growing
dicks,
which brings me like, which reminds me of like the like story in Islam, you know, like but I don't want to be controversial, but like our Prophet Muhammad was escaping from people and he stayed in a cave, you know. And this is where he started thinking about religion, and like this is where like Gabriel came to him, and was it that something like that, you know?
Yeah,
I'm like, don't take the word from me, like I don't know, I'm not like, I don't know if it's completely true, I need to go back and read it again.
Yeah,
but I'm like, damn, like so that happened like over and over again, like people would go in caves and like they see things, you know.
True.
So they why we should go to a cave
and find our
as above so below.
Find our religion.
Yeah. Oh, big booty witches. The cult is coming to life.
The glitterous. Yeah. Oh,
the glitterous.
The
glitterous. The glitterous. Oh God! Find the G spot. Am I right? Glitterous.
I didn't even notice.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm thinking about glitterous.
She's crying.
Bro, that was good, eh? That got you.
You said it so like fab. Fab to like the glitter. Oh my god.
No, so this movie was like we're talking about this movie. Like so below.
What was the name of the movie?
As above, so below.
What?
As above, so below.
So below?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like as above, then it should be the same below, basically.
Okay. Honestly, we should have named the podcast Glitterous.
Glitterous. Dude, that's lit. If we have merch, that's going to be on it.
Glitterous.
Maybe my show would be that.
Glitterous.
Name.
Glitterous. Glitterous with Rabob. That's crazy.
Oh god.
Kid, the show, dude. This fucking TV show.
No, this movie was no,
also, my Twinkies are just on the table. Sorry.
They're over there.
Also, we're recording this kind of late at night for the first time
in a while.
I think we're starting to hallucinate.
Something is going on.
That's like the main thing from the movie too. Like the hallucinations. No, because they're trying to find the stone, cures everything.
Yeah.
And it's in Paris as well. It follows the catacombs too.
Shit.
That's why, like, you know, I got reminded of that movie. And it's a good horror movie too.
You guys, I want to watch it now.
10 out of 10. And yeah, throughout these adventures before they go into the caves, they've just been seeing some supernatural shit, some ghosts pop up here and there.
I'm scared.
That's
of that.
Really cool.
Yeah.
I want to watch it before I go to bed.
Yeah. Damn. Go to bed. Damn. No, but because like it follows like this, it follows like this like paranormal shit. Apparently, the stone that they're trying to find.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they just go into this cave.
Why are you laughing, bro? I'm not doing that.
Are you spoiling that movie?
Yeah. No, I'm just spoiling this movie right now, but. Yeah, when they go into the cave, they just see like a bunch of like weird shit, cults and shit, glitterous probably. And then, you know, they even I think went to hell at one point, which was crazy. And then everything at the end went normal, apparently. And then they just went back up to Paris again.
That's really cool.
Some people survived. It was nice. It was good. It was a good movie.
Short story. They did drugs in the cave and then they got sober by the end of it. Yeah. That's crazy.
They found some ravers.
Underground
ravers. Glitterous.
That's what happens when you go in a cave in Vancouver. You just find a bunch of ravers. A bunch of hippies.
High
just
on Molly. And just raving.
You know, my worst fear is like getting stuck underground. Like, you know, like.
Mine is
there's
my
these movies where like these people like, you know, like digging their way out.
Claustrophobic.
I can't even watch.
My biggest
like
fear
that
is being buried alive.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Biggest fear is being buried alive.
Yeah. That's
don't they have like bells and those?
But that's like prehistoric.
Yeah.
I don't think they do it now. I'm gonna request.
We should install one for you.
We should install one for you in the future.
I'm gonna do it. It's gonna be in my will. Cause my biggest fear is like, oh, what if I die? But then like I'm in the box, and I wake up, and I'm like. Yeah.
Get incremated, incremated.
Incremated?
Yeah. Oh, incremated. Like,
too late, bro. You're already in there. Might as well get cremated.
You're incremated.
if you would get cremated, did we ask this question before? If you,
oh, yeah,
you get cremated, what would you turn into? Like, what would you?
Oh.
I think you said that once. Like, you would turn into a chain.
Oh yeah! Yeah. Oh yeah! You wanted to jewelry.
I definitely wanted to. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My family has permission, you know, to
give, make you make jewelry me
as a jewelry or.
Can I get a piece?
Tattoo? Yeah.
A tattoo.
Or I don't know, like dust me up and then put me in a tattoo.
Oh. Whoa, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing for some people. Yeah.
Interesting.
Because.
That's crazy.
Conserves land. Lord knows we need more of that here.
I know. My soul.
I want to be turned into a robot.
You just want to be turned into. No. Oh, you want to transfer your consciousness to AI, and live forever.
Scary too.
I don't want to live forever though.
Yeah, because people will make fun of me. Like they will just make me do.
You old bitch. You've been alive for ages.
Oh my god.
No, I'm a. I don't know. That's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to be turned into.
Shit.
A tree.
A plant. No, oh, I was going to say
a
that.
Tree. Yeah, I just do a tree. A plants tree. Big Brother. A tree. Yeah. Is that what a tree is?
Yeah. Plants Big Brother. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. What kind of tree, though? Just tree? Just a tree. Just normal tree.
Palm tree. There's our homie Cameron up there. Eat my coconuts.
Just drops a coconut. Thanks, homie.
Yeah. Oh, what? That's so good, man. Oh, shit.
How do you think we'll be like when we're like really old as fuck? Like 80, 90?
Probably the same. Probably the
same. I think I'll be traveling.
Yeah.
You'll be to traveling. Caves?
Yeah. Trying to find the glitterous. No. You know, most people can't find the glitterous.
Don't worry, I already did.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I'm way ahead of my time.
Good heavens. Oh, good lord.
Oh, yeah. So, you guys want to get into the segment?
Yeah.
Sure.
We can get into a segment.
Oh, God. That was funny. That was funny. I think we think that the world... I don't know. Where's the segment?
Oh, sorry.
What's the question?
I just sent my boyfriend like a message that Missy is playing with the white caps in Vancouver or something.
Yeah.
And Messi? Then he checked the tickets. It's like 17K.
Oh,
for the ticket.
Oh my God.
For a ticket? Yeah. For all the seats in the Messi's stadium?
He's coming here to play the White Caps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's $17,000.
He's playing for the White Caps or against the White Caps?
Yeah, I think with them.
Because he plays with Miami.
Yeah, yeah, that's so, what they said in the post. Yeah.
$17,000.
I don't know shit about soccer, but I just saw the post.
Where did this come from?
17K.
I don't know, but I just saw his message now.
Oh, okay.
Fuck me.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah.
That's wild.
The segment.
You buy a nice car for that.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
The down payment.
Okay. Oh, car. Okay. So the segment is, what is the worst gift you ever got? Okay.
Period.
Like, are you questioning us?
Yeah, because I thought of this question because of a reason. You know why?
Yeah. Mm,
yeah. But I will say that later. Yeah, so again, sorry. Sorry, I need to sit
it in silence.
Okay.
This is the most dysfunctional podcast we've ever had.
Okay, okay. What is the worst gift you ever got? So someone said, from my sister-in-law, a nice pin with her initials engraved on it. I mean, I know you re-gift, Susan, but at least check that it wasn't personalized for you before you send it to someone else. That's cringe.
Re-gifting a gift?
Yeah. Is that, I mean, what it is? You can re-gift, yeah, but yeah.
Have you guys ever re-gifted?
Yeah, 100%.
For sure.
Yeah. Whoa, that was really fast. Was it to each other? Do you guys want to share?
No, I guess like it was like one of those family gifts like where it was just, what do you call this? Like candy, chocolate.
Oh, okay.
You re-gifted chocolate?
Christmas. Yeah. used? Christmases, yeah. Yeah. Wait, what?
Already used
chocolate. No, because like I wouldn't really you know, I don't really like chocolate that much, so I would just like give it away. Uh-huh. Like, I guess that would be regifting.
Fuck.
And then some items as well that, you know, like a pen or like a notepad.
You
like,
got a I don't pen even as a fucking gift. Yeah. Whoa.
From like an acquaintance like way back. Because it was like a Secret Santa thing. So I just had to re-gift it from work, yeah.
You're fucked up if you give someone a pen.
No. Sorry if you're listening to that.
Yeah.
I value it, so up that's why game. I re-gifted it.
Level up. Have some dreams. Don't gift a pen. Sorry.
Yeah.
Or just don't, like, at that point, don't give me a gift.
Yeah.
I'd understand that more.
But like, I mean, oh, no, times are tough. The thought I mean, counts, you know.
For a pen?
Yeah.
You know where that thought belongs? In the trash. Like, I'm throwing it out.
Yeah, true. True.
I'm just like...
Yeah. Good effort, though. Good effort. Like, okay.
Yeah, the effort's there, I guess. Yeah. But I don't know. It's that's worse than not thinking about me.
Yeah.
Like, that's how little...
That's how little I matter.
I don't need this.
True. I feel so much pressure when I want to gift someone because I want it to be perfect, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm a big...
That's why I ask, like, what do you guys want?
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Honestly, like, I started doing that lately. What do you guys want? But I don't know why it kills the thrill. No, I think I like it when people do it to me.
Yeah.
But then when I do it to other people, I'm just like, shit, like, no, I told them now it's all gone. Like, all the surprise is gone. But then sometimes they appreciate it because they're like, I need that. Thank you. You know, like, I couldn't get that for myself. So thank you for doing this to me.
Air fryer. New TV.
21K gold.
Pay my mortgage.
Okay. So someone else said, what's the worst gift you ever got? Someone said, wife and kids gave me socks that I had already ordered online for myself. They got the box when it was delivered and wrapped it up and then just gave it to me.
The disrespect. Oh,
that's, I feel bad. I feel like
he needs more love in
his life. That has 900 like upvotes.
Like, he needs love in his life.
I know. He probably was crying while typing that.
I bought the socks. Damn. And you guys just took and wrapped it. Wrapped and it. We're like, ah, look
how we got you. That's sad.
Throw them out.
I thought it was just going to end that, like,
re-gift the family. Re-gift them there, yeah. The wife, the kids. Re-gift them. Dude, no. That's crazy.
No, I thought it was just going to end with, like, my wife and kids.
That's period. Right? Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be like, my wife and kids.
My wife and kids, period. Yeah. I thought it was just going to end there, and then you continued. I was like, okay, it makes sense. Yeah.
God, how would you feel if that happened to you?
I'd be feeling shitty because... Like, I've got to act surprised now.
No, I'm calling like, them out.
Like, I bought this. Act surprised now. Oh, wow, I bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. That's crazy.
It'd be funny as a joke, but like, nah.
If you did it as a joke.
Genuinely, actually, if they just had this one gift that I actually bought.
If they did it as a joke, but then gave you something else, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, here's the real present.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't take gifts seriously. Like, I've seen... Like,
yeah, because it's not like people's love
languages. They don't
really
care. Yeah.
It's not like, it's a love language. And that's just not how some people roll.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you have a topic behind why this question of the week popped up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I went to Showcase. If you don't know, it's like a gift store.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like a mystery box, you know, that you can buy. And I was like, okay, like, let me buy it. It was just $15. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got things that I did not expect. One of them is this.
Which
is
Chainsaw Man.
And I don't even know what is it, but like, even if I didn't know, like, it looks ugly. It doesn't even represent me in any way.
Fair,
I feel like it's gonna give me nightmares. And then I got like an egg with like tiny toys in it that I can't show because they're so tiny. And
they're cute.
What did I get? Yeah, just a small figurine from Demon Slayer,
mm-hmm.
which was cool, but I didn't even watch Demon Slayer. But at least my boyfriend can take it. But that's it. And I got so disappointed. I'm like,
$15 down the drain.
Worst mystery gift.
Huh?
Worst mystery gift.
Yeah, worst. Like, cause this is like, I expected like a cute, like, you know, bear or something. Like, what is this?
I thought it was gonna be something worse. It was like dog food or something. You're like, I don't have a
but
dog.
You know what I feel like this is? You know, like when you take pets from like when you save pets. Like, you take them from shelters?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
why I feel like this is... No one wanted it, so...
Oh, they just gave God. It to a mystery shop.
Like, what do you call
mystery
it?
Mystery box.
You mean adopting, like, pets?
Serve... what do you call it?
What?
Like, when someone saves a pet.
Rescue?
Yeah. That's what I feel like this
is. You rescued this toy?
I rescued toy, because, like, no one wanted it. It was, like, in a corner, so they just put it in a mystery box and called it a day.
Damn.
I hate them.
This
so
thing's
much.
Gonna come to life yeah. and attack you at night.
Such a good anime too, but.
But yeah. I should watch it now. I want to watch it.
It's a good
probably
anime.
Probably have yeah. to now.
But it's just disturbing. Look, what is this tongue?
It's a
he's
freak,
looking
bro.
For the clitoris.
That's like glitter. That's glitoris.
Exactly.
He knew where the glitoris all along was.
I know, right?
This guy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. On another one. So what's the worst gift you ever got?
Mm-hmm.
My stepsister is 10 years older than me, and I think she is slightly out of touch with what gifts someone my age would enjoy. Mm. 1 year, she got me a hot pink t-shirt with a picture of a guitar on it that said Rocker Girl. Mm. The best part is that it came with a battery pack because the guitar would light up and play a song. I was 16, 17 at the time and never once wore it. Imagine
damn.
Being 16, 17 and getting like a guitar. Like
Rocker Girl?
Rocker Girl.
Ew. And that lights up and plays a song.
Damn.
But sometimes, because sometimes I see my younger sisters like that, like I don't see them as grown, you know? I see them still like true. My younger sisters that are yeah. like 5, you know?
Yeah.
I can't see them like as how I thought I was when I was 16, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just stuck in that. It's like, no, you're still...
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people, parents feel about their kids.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're still my kid. Still my little baby.
Yeah.
Little child.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fine.
It's cute. I mean, at least
throw
she meant
something
well.
At you.
She meant well, yeah. It probably was expensive, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
here you
know.
Go.
I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Another one. What's the worst gift you ever got? So when someone said, my friend gave me a live squirrel.
That's so
what the fuck. I didn't know what to do with it and released it back to the forest. Where did they live? In a cave?
I want that friend.
Yeah, I want that kid. Yeah.
Squirrels freak me out.
Squirrels.
Okay, another one.
A live
squirrel. What's the worst gift you ever got? Someone said, my uncle gave me a framed portrait of himself for Christmas.
I want to do that. I want to do that.
World's
so
greatest uncle.
Just ballsy. Me doing
that. Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
I actually want to do that too.
I want to do that.
That's
too. Hilarious.
I should start, like, we should do a thing where we gif
each other pictures
portraits
of ourselves.
Of ourselves.
We used to do that in school.
What?
Whenever we get a headshot. Cause,
it's
like,
called selfies?
It was a kind of a thing where, like, every year you get a headshot. Like, me and my family, each one of us get a headshot.
Oh.
And then when we get the copies, we would give our closest friends one so they can keep it as
wow.
a.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We should do that.
I see.
I just want like a big ass.
I promise I'm not that old. I promise. Yeah. But that's what I used to do.
What?
Oh, but yeah. Okay.
So like if somebody like were to visit your house, like, oh, who's that guy? Oh, he's just one of my good friends.
Oh, no. But it would be one of the tiny ones though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like passport, passport photos, but obviously smiling, not smiling.
Actually, weird passport enough, photos. My buddy, one of my buddies did that. He gave me one of his.
Yeah,
because I went with him to go get his passport photos taken. Just because he was like, "Why not?"
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he cut one off and he's like, "Here, take it."
Yeah, like
so I just put in my thing.
We would get headshots to just put them around the house for our family.
I still have that photo too.
Yeah, but then the leftover photos, like the tiny ones, the big ones, we would put them in a frame and put them in the table or like the wall.
Yeah.
The tiny ones, then you give it to your friends.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was like
frame
and portrait.
Oh no, not a big one.
That
no,
you
no,
give
no.
to your friends.
I'm gonna
something
do that.
Something you can keep it in your wallet. You know,
yeah,
like
I keep it in my wallet.
They
yeah.
used to like
nice,
give
yeah.
their lovers. Also, you can give it to your crush. So that they can stare at you.
Hey, baby.
That's a way to pick up someone. Wow.
Here's my photo.
Hey, you're welcome. And put
that's
your number
cute.
On the back.
Yeah, that's really nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Or, yeah, that's crazy. You should do that.
Yeah, put it in a card. Like when she opens it, there's me. A smile.
Gotcha. But yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's cool.
Okay.
I found out something today.
Yes. Gift idea.
Gift ideas.
Okay. What is the worst gift you ever got? Someone said on my birthday, my sophomore year of high school, my mother pulled up as I was walking home from the bus at my father's house and handed me an envelope, said happy birthday, and drove off. Inside the envelope was a letter that stated that she never wanted to see me again. Aww. There was also $50, so that was a nice thought.
What the fuck?
You know what? I'm not mad at that. That's kind of...
Okay.
That's sad. That was just making me want to, like... That gave me goosebumps. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Damn. Nah, I'd be like...
Like, okay. $50. Fuck you, then.
Yeah, fuck. fuck you. Thanks for the money.
It's sad. That's dark. Sorry, I guess.
I'd be so petty, too. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, I'm really petty, dude.
Yeah.
I would leave immediately.
I'm very petty. Yeah. I'd just be like, yeah, okay. Cheers.
Yeah.
I'm never going to see you again. I'm
fine
with that.
Yeah.
I am out.
It's weird. Some people are weird.
I don't know.
Yeah,
that
bitch crazy.
These crazies.
$50? More like
$50K. Give me like
$50K.
Here's child support. Crazy. Oh, God.
Okay.
$5 bill.
Where's the worst gift you ever got? My parents would give me groceries. Boxes of cereal, bags of chips, that sort of thing. Not like I could do anything with them. They would just go into the cupboard and my dad would eat them. Happy birthday.
So this is like what they you still live with the parents. Oh, that's funny. They just bought groceries.
That's cute though.
I thought it was like they lived on their own.
Yeah,
because that happened to me. And my buddy's parents would give me some of their groceries when I was trying to get started up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's super nice.
Mm-hmm. That'd be super dope. Yeah,
but she lived with them, or he lived with them.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
That's so funny.
Honestly,
that's funny.
I could use that grocery for sure.
No, yeah. Okay. Groceries. What's the worst gift you ever got? Someone said an inflatable neck massager covered in cat hair and a dirty travel mug. The lid was fused on with old smelly coffee.
He just got disgusted, like, yeah. No,
yeah, that's terrible. Those things, like, they're writing, I don't know what they're talking about, but, like, that's the idea, yeah. That's disgusting. That's
fucking sad.
No, like a used mug?
You know what, all these, this is, like, the worst gift, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is, like, damn.
A used mug, you couldn't even wash it?
Asshole.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's ratchet.
You guys fuck with dishes?
Okay.
I like doing dishes.
Okay,
I like dishes.
Another one. I have a lot like this time. I don't know. Like a lot of bad gifts, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
So someone said, a calendar with pictures of my cousin in a swimsuit.
Whoa.
My cousin is a cheerleader. And they do calendar shoots. My family is overly
proud. Okay, no, I'm joking.
It's getting weirder.
Yeah, but they're saying in the rest of the post is like, it's weird, but they're trying to make it not weird, you know?
Sweet home Alabama.
And someone said, like, reply to that comment. Yeah, a friend of mine did a nude calendar shoot for her basketball team.
What?
And they would give it out for people. Like, that's gross.
It's not the nude basketball one. It's like they're covering.
Oh, yeah, they're covering.
The basketball.
Yeah.
But they're not showing anything, but they're just like.
But still.
It's very weird. If one of our friends did that, I'd be like, I don't look at you the same anymore.
Yeah.
You should do one. A nude Carl calendar?
Covering cheeks.
Damn, Carl.
Check page 11 to see if you see his glitterous.
Okay. I think that's the last one. So, worst gift you ever got? So, someone said, well, I thought getting a Wii, like that's like
Wii, like a gaming
console. Oh yeah,
the gaming. Yeah, yeah.
Wii. I remember that.
I thought getting a Wii was a great present until my dad got obsessed with Twilight Princess. I think it's a game, and would stay in my room until 1 a.m. playing it every night. I don't know why I didn't just move the system. I was in third grade.
Damn,
that's funny.
That's wholesome.
Yeah, cute.
Wii's are great.
Mm.
More of a PlayStation guy, but. Wii's also cool.
Mm.
Smash Bros.
Explains a lot.
Anyways,
that was a hectic episode.
Talking about killing plants. Talking about worst gifts ideas.
Hikes.
Caves and hikes. It's a late night. We gotta end.
Glitterous.
Glitterous. Glitterous.
Title?
Sure. Glitterous. Guys, finding the glitterous.
Finding the glitterous.
Yes, thank you. Yes. That was episode something something.
Something something.
Cheers. We'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Next week we shall see you.
Hopefully we don't have to do it late.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Probably not. Probably.
I got work in the morning. But yeah.
Same. I have lecture in the morning.
Cheers. Thank you for watching. Check out iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube. Follow. Go even check out our link tree. Follow that shit. Follow Rabab and Carl.
Yeah.
Bob is gonna do more TikToks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So are you? You think, Carl?
Yes.
Yeah. And I will just exist.
Make more content.
But easy. Thank you for watching.
For the people.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Babushka. Bye.